Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We welcome you, whatever time and wherever in the world you are listening. We are pleased you have found us. You are now listening to Inside the Bunghole, a podcast taking you on a journey through wine. Together, we will learn more about this wonderful elixir of life. So raise your glass to welcome your hosts and partners in wine, Pam and James. You are now Inside the Bunghole.
Welcome to Inside the Bunghole. I'm James Salisbury, and I'm here with Pam Hudgens. And
good morning, everybody.
Good morning. And we are actually in Kingman, Arizona, at Stetson Winery. And I said Kingman, Arizona, and we're with the owners of Stetson Winery, and this is
Joe and Don.
Don. And Joe is a girl, Joe.
That's right.
Joe.
No, I'll never say that.
Never say that. And we're going to get behind the whole story here and the winemaking. And I know you guys, you're a native California, isn't that right, Don?
Yeah, actually born in Pennsylvania, but came to California when I was like 9.
Got it. And you're from?
Louisiana. And notice I said
Louisiana.
Yeah, that's right.
Louisiana. And and you guys met up in California.
Yes.
That's how you met, got married and all that.
We did.
Yes. Two different professions, everything.
Totally.
Different lives.
We got married in an airplane.
How fun. So the thing is, driving out here on a dirt road, it was beautiful in Kingman, Arizona. I just had to go, how on earth do you grow grapes? And as I'm approaching your compound, I'm noticing vineyards to the left of me and to the right of me. So I'm going, okay, I'm not crazy. And then we pull up to your sign, your gate, and there's signs that say, you know, make
winery,
a
winery. Yep.
And I got here and you guys welcomed me. And, you know, Joe, you made something interesting. You said you were called Temecula looking like this back
years
in the
ago.
Day. And you think that Kingman, Arizona is going to slowly grow with wines?
I hope it doesn't grow as big as Temecula.
Right.
I mean, I'd like just to stay a small little boutique winery. I'd like to get, you know, 4 or 5 more wineries out here to make it like a day destination. But as far as going big time, I don't know. For me, I'd like to keep it kind of small, but good wine.
Right.
That's the key.
Was there any wine growing in Arizona at the time when you got here in Kingman?
Not in the Kingman area, not the northwest. Down south, Wilcox area, Verde Valley, yes.
Now, what do you grow here?
We grow Chardonnay, Merlot, Cab, Zin, Malbec.
Malbec. Right here.
Right here.
Right, because I'm looking out, I see all these beautiful
Dormant vines right now.
But
so that's incredible. And I'm looking at your little portfolio of wine. I'm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 varietals, different bottles you have here of wine.
And the labels are darling.
Yes.
We'll take a picture and post it on the website.
Right. Yep. So what made you guys pull the trigger on this?
We both wanted out of California, to be honest. I pretty much spent my life on the 405 and the 605. Jo was in the banking business. She did. She ran the construction development.
Construction lending for 3 independent banks in Orange County. For
that's a big
years.
Job.
Yeah, 30 years. It was fun. Great clients. Loved it.
But we're ready for a change.
Ready for a change.
So we had friends who lived out here, and they invited us to come out for the weekend. So we did. I packed up my suitcase with my Orange County stuff, and we came out into the Wild West. And
really,
I didn't wear any of my Orange County things out here, but you didn't need to. Jeans are dress of the day. And we went home, and I said, I don't think so, but we kept coming back.
Kept coming back.
And one day, Don was out here by himself. I wasn't here, and he called me. He said, Joe, there's something about this valley. We're going to have to take another look at it. And here we are.
Wow.
So we came out. We bought some property. We bought this. We built our house. And then we built this.
Amazing.
Now, was that the plan to build a winery?
No. My buddy's an architect.
In Laguna.
Well, he's in Newport Beach. He lives in Laguna. But at any rate, we were sitting on the back patio one night, actually, drinking a beer, looking at the sunset. And it just kind of came up in conversation that we probably should open a winery. So the next morning, we got up with a 100-foot tape and some rebar, marked the corners, got started, and then we planted. We had our church come out and help us plant, and we put in everything here, all the steel, everything. And every hole out there for the plants has scripture in it. We put scripture in every hole.
There you go. Bless these grapes.
Maybe even the world that did that.
Yeah, I don't know.
God's watching over the grapes.
Well, tell you, out here, I felt like I needed all the help I could get.
Yes. And you guys are right off of Route 66, which is fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
So there's history, there's God, there's just, it just happens. Serendipity.
Yep. Are you getting thirsty?
I'm thirsty.
Okay, so we're going to try, what do we have in front of us right now?
Right now, you have the white blend.
Okay.
Called the Silver Spur.
Silver Spur, okay. And what grapes are in the Silver Spur?
I've got some Chardonnay in it.
I'm trying to remember the rest of them.
And how many grapes, so you've got the white grapes that you grew, and you do outsource some.
We do outsource, and that's why I'm not sure what's in the blend totally on this one. We've got, I know my Chardonnay's in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So probably about 20% of it is from here.
Is estate grapes.
What year, this is 2019, so you harvest the grapes back in the Chardonnays that they grow. They were back in
18. Yeah.
And how were the grapes this year?
They were really good this year. Came in awfully early. We had no rain out here, no monsoons. Normally we harvest mid-August into September, but we were picking the 1st of August this year. They just came in really, really early.
So really, it's a nice Chardonnay. It almost has a peach. Peach? Are you tasting peach?
Nice aroma.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not sweet. It's just crisp.
It's crisp.
It is.
It's refreshing.
I call it porch wine.
It's a good porch wine. Yeah. Exactly.
I was going to save that for the red coming up. The pink, I mean. But good job. Very good. Did you guys have to do anything special with the soil
besides
here?
Scripture.
No, the soil we have tested, it came back about the same as Temecula. So that's what kind of keyed the thing
interesting.
To get started on the winery.
The what in Temecula? I missed
the
it.
Same soil composition.
Okay. Well, as similar. Temecula, California.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we have to irrigate. We drip them, but they're really drought tolerant.
Right.
They don't need. I probably drip a gallon to 2 gallons a day per plant.
Right.
So, but the soil was virgin. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever grown out here.
I mean, there's just tumbleweeds.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
tumbleweeds.
And it's high enough elevation, though. What is your elevation? Because there's a little bit of snow on the ground. We had some snowfall.
Yeah, we're at 3,500 here. Snowfall, we don't normally get much of on the surrounding foothills and mountains we do.
Yeah.
But it's kind of nice. You get up in the morning, it's beautiful. 2 o'clock, it's gone.
Yeah. And it's gorgeous. The weather, you know, because you're in the desert, obviously. We're in Arizona.
Right.
But it is. It's a, right now it's a crisp day, March. Yeah. Day before, we're actually doing this day before St. Paddy's Day. And there was still some snow on the ground from the last snowfall.
A little bit.
Now the mountains to the north are called the Music Mountains, which is very fitting. And when it's really pretty out here is when those are snow-capped.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So, Don, what is this you just put here?
This is the Route 66. It's a red blend.
Okay.
We kind of played off of the Route.
Yes, Route R-O-O-T 66.
Very good. Grown right here.
It's just a good everyday wine.
And this is all estate grapes? Or
again, on this blend, 20% is from this vineyard.
Okay.
Tell me about your winemaker when you started a little bit, and then how he got busy out here, which is, you know, because there's other wineries opening up.
Yeah.
And how you swapped over, and where are you now with Stetson Wine?
Like I was telling you, our winemaker is down in Verde Valley, so we harvest. We try to get out of the vineyard by like 8 when it's cool, still cool. Get everything down there that day. They do what they call a custom crush for us. And then we go down and taste till we get what we want. And then they finish it off and I bring it back.
Really nice wine.
And so you
like the Route 66?
I do like the Route 66. There's something actually kind of earthy about it.
Earthy, yes.
Well, one of the things out here, because I think this is true, because there is nothing ever grown here, there's a lot of minerality.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably what you're tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, how did you get into wine?
Were you guys wine drinkers?
Love to drink it.
Yep.
Thank God for Google. Helped us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As far as, you know, your irrigation and all that stuff. It was a new venture for us, a new wild adventure.
Right. You didn't have to do this.
No.
You didn't.
No,
you didn't
and have to do this. And not saying that we're spring chickens, because we ain't. But you guys weren't born yesterday.
No.
You think?
So to take on, this is a pretty brave new venture.
Well, we brought a new industry to Northwest Arizona.
Yeah.
That and, we have done.
And we've kind of proved that it's a good area for growing, and we make good wine, and we do events. And actually, the events did drive the winery. Now the winery is starting to drive the events, and that's where we wanted to get.
That's awesome.
In fact, we're going to take a break, but when I get back, I want to talk about this beautiful building we're in right now.
Yes.
And you have a stage out here. We want to talk about
some of the events you've
throw out here and all that. So we're
and also I wanted to hit on the community of winemaking. We were talking a little bit about it earlier, but we'll talk about all that and a lot more right after these messages.
If you want to know more about Inside the Bunghole, join us on all our social media platforms. You can get a revisit and view all the latest posts, giveaways, and information on this podcast. Simply search Inside the Bunghole on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. Or you can email us at insidethebunghole@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in and visit our website at insidethebunghole.buzzsprout.com, where you can always find our latest podcast and past episodes. Cheers!
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
To Inside the Bunghole. We are here with Joe and Don at Stetson Winery in Kingman, Arizona, and he's about to pour us a Petite Verdot.
Right, and this one is we normally use it for blending, but when I tasted this year, we just put it in a bottle. It's very different, but it's good.
It's called the Peacemaker.
How active are the two of you in the winemaking process?
I'm fairly active as far as going down and tasting and getting what we want. Joe comes down. A couple people that work here with us come down, we all taste and kind of compare notes and put it together.
Yep. And how about with the farming aspect, looking at the grapes, how they're growing? How involved are you in that?
Too involved.
Too involved.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of work.
Right.
But I love it.
Right.
And the best part of it is the people for the winery, for the tasting room and the events and stuff. But I enjoy getting out there and doing the pruning and harvesting. I kind of call that 10 days from hell, but aside from that, I love it.
So you're going to, on the break, talk about the community here.
Winemaking, like you guys are brand new into this. Breaking into a new industry, were other people in the wine industry welcoming, or were they like, you know, I learned it, you go...
No, very welcoming. And Eric Golomsky in Verde Valley, or Page Springs Sellers. I met up with him originally, and I think he looked at my age and knew I was going to need a lot of help, and just volunteered to help get us started, helped us on the selection of wines of what we needed to get started out here and so forth. But it's a very giving industry, probably the most giving industry I've ever been around. Like you said, if I know something, I share it. If they know something, they share it. It's not, I learned the hard way, you can too. Mm-hmm. So it makes it, it's really enjoyable.
And you said when we were talking earlier that you had taken some tours of some wine areas.
Just here in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, down in the Wilcox area. Verde Valley.
And that is in southern Arizona.
It is.
And that kind of is growing little grape community.
It is. Wines. Wilcox and so forth is mainly growing.
And then you guys are just forging a new territory here.
Kind of, yeah. There wasn't anything in northwest Arizona to speak of. And now there's three of us here with tasting rooms, and we've got five people that are growing, including us.
Wow.
So it's starting to grow, and people appreciate it. And
how's Kingman treating you? How's the City of Commerce?
Great.
They're doing good. They're happy to have you.
They're happy to have us here.
You have a beautiful setup here, and you've got even down to the fact that you've got a kitchen.
A very professional kitchen.
A kitchen, a warming, they call it a warming kitchen.
Yeah.
Because you have to cater.
Yep.
Cater in.
Right.
But you've had some really fun events.
We have. We've been a couple bluegrass festivals. We've had, we do weddings. We've done quite a few weddings. Corvette clubs, Rotary, Cancer Society, that kind of stuff. And we try to give back to the community on some of this stuff too.
Right.
So it's been good.
Yeah.
That Petit Verdot was amazing.
Really
good.
You
like it?
Yes.
That's good, and it's called the
Peacemaker.
The Peacemaker. It's very nice. Your wines are really good.
So what you really don't good. Grow here, where do you source them from? Wilcox, are they all Arizona grapes?
Everything is Arizona now. When we first opened, I couldn't steal an Arizona grape. There just wasn't enough.
Wow.
So I went to California. That's where we got our start on to make the wine. And then we transferred everything into Arizona. And
I'm excited to have an Arizona wine.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is neat.
Well, Arizona is coming into its own.
Okay.
I mean, we get a lot of people in from Paso, Napa.
Yeah.
And
curious, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They come down, they taste, and they say, you know,
I'll take a couple bottles just home with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This thing drinks like a $60 bottle.
Right.
You know,
and
so
that's what you want.
Yeah, that's what you want.
And you know what? It does. It really, I'm pleased so far. So let's move on down the line. What else do we have here?
Okay, we have a Zinfandel, which is 100% from here.
Okay, 100% here.
100%.
You know, I was going to ask you, is there one bottle of wine you want to produce that's 100% from your property? And this is it so far?
No,
well,
this
is it. The Petit Verdot was also, yes?
No, I sourced that up the street, actually, the other vineyard up here.
Oh, well, it's still Kingman.
Okay. Yeah, still kidding. Yeah.
But this one right here is 100%?
100%. The Merlot's.
And this is unbridled.
Unbridled. The Merlot's 100% from here. The Cab's 100% from here. And my Malbec was 100% from here, which I'm out of.
You drank it all?
I did.
Sort of.
Really nice.
Beautiful. Really.
It's smooth.
That's a beautiful wine.
It goes great with anything barbecue.
My jaw's dropping. Pick my jaw back up. I wasn't expecting this. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, we were kind of going, what happens if the wines really suck? What do you say?
Yeah.
These
are good.
You know, you guys aren't crazy. I take it back.
You thought we were crazy.
Yeah,
well, we probably were.
So you guys, you have a website. Like, if I were to buy your wine, how do you distribute, or do you?
We don't. We sell everything here. When we do weddings and stuff, we only do 400 to 600 cases a year,
mm-hmm.
and we sell everything through the winery.
Yep.
So. And speaking of the weddings, I this room we're in, I know you rent it out to all kind of banquets and weddings. But I noticed in the back behind the kitchen, there's a cute little, looks like an apartment, like a little
room. A little bridal, where the bride and her girls all get ready and get made up.
Right. It's, yeah. We put in a bride's room.
Yeah.
It's small, but it's they enjoy it. They go back, get their hair done, drink a little bit of wine.
Was that there originally? Was that a plan, or is that something you added on?
No, we built that originally.
Oh, as okay.
Yeah. And we're looking out on this beautiful. So you're overlooking the mountains and the vines, and there's a little a big pergola, where it looks like a perfect place for a fun wedding.
The larger weddings will use that out there. Most of the ones that are a little bit smaller, they do out here on the patio in front of the fireplace. Out there at the pavilion, if it's not 150 to and up on the people, the pictures look too small because it's big.
Yeah. It's a big stage. It's a big stage, but I imagine there's some good bands that can set up there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had, like I said, a couple bluegrass festivals. We had 160 RVs here on the property. It was so much fun. We had about 2,500 people through in the weekend. And when we shut the stage down, everybody would go out to their rigs, fire up the blenders, and pick till 2 in the morning. It was just
all night long sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was fun.
How big is the property here? How much wine do you produce, and how much grapes, and then how much wine do you produce?
I produce about 400 to 500 cases a year, 400 to 600, I'll say. And we've got a little over 5 acres planted, and I just put in another acre in the back there with some mulch.
Well,
so you're growing.
We're growing.
You're growing.
Slowly.
And I'm sure this was a tough year for events.
Oh, yeah.
But growing, it was a good year.
Growing was a good year, but the events were really down because of COVID.
Right. What do you think of that one?
Really good.
Yep.
That was the unbridled, right?
That was the unbridled. The next one will be the lovely Red Lady, which is our Merlot.
And this is 100% you?
100% here.
This is a bottle with a little gal on it.
We're going to have to take
lots of pictures. Labels are very cute.
They're very, very artistic, yeah. And you know, play on words. The peacemaker's got the gun. Route 66 is the sign with the roots coming down. So the Red Lady's got...
Well, we're kind of in the Old West here. I mean, we still have cattle running out here on open range. We have to, in Arizona, you have to fence the cattle out. You don't fence them in.
I getcha. So, yeah, if you don't want them on your property, you build the damn fence.
Right.
This is a very nice, this is a dry wine. Very dry on the top.
And this is the Merlot?
This is a Merlot.
I like that. It's not as sweet as some other Merlots I have. It's actually very dry.
Yeah, it's not as jammy.
Yeah. Really nice. The color is nice. Kind of a cola.
The color is nice, yeah.
It's got good legs.
Yes.
She does.
Look at the legs on that lady.
Where's the future of this winery? Where do you think,
As far as growing?
Growing and maybe more wineries opening up around
here. Oh, I think more wineries will open up. In fact, we had some people down from Paso looking around. With the water situation, everything in California, they were just kind of looking at other areas and stuff. So it was actually Tobin James.
Right.
Flew down, brought his crew down, looked around for a day. Yeah. So
you guys are trailblazers. You could really have started something out here.
We could have. Wine
aficionado or magazines have not come. Spectator have not done an article on you guys yet?
No, Spectator hasn't.
We're not big enough.
No, but it's so unique. This is really good product for the middle of the desert. This is amazing. This is ironweed.
And I love the fact that you guys, you had to start somewhere, so you had to import wines from California. But now it's all Arizona, and hopefully, in the near future, it'll be all Kingman. And what is this wine, if we were going to name it, what would this wine area be called? Would it be... Maybe we need to start thinking about it.
As we grow, I mean, we will get to that point at somewhere along the line. Yeah. I'm not sure how.
Yeah.
What's the county name? What are we?
Mojave.
Mojave County.
Mojave County. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever look at each other and going, what have we started? What have we done? Oh, boy. And then also, have you looked at yourself going, oh, my God, look what we started. Look what we did.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's a two-edged sword. And
yeah.
At our age, I mean, at some point, we're not going to be able to do it. So somebody will take it over and take a run at it, I'm sure.
Right. Yeah, well, you've shown that it's possible.
Yep.
Well, let's take another quick break.
Yep.
And we'll wrap it up with a little bit of
a few more wines
of shameless self-promotion. Yes. And finish the story.
Yeah, we saved the best for last. Okay.
Very good.
We'll be right back.
If you want to know more about Inside the Bunghole, join us on all our social media platforms. You can get a revisit and view all the latest posts, giveaways, and information on this podcast. Simply search Inside the Bunghole on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. Or you can email us at insidethebunghole@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in and visit our website at insidethebunghole.buzzsprout.com, where you can always find our latest podcast and past episodes. Cheers!
Welcome back, you guys. We are inside the Bunghole, and we are at Stetson Winery in beautiful Kingman, Arizona, Mojave County, where they are forging a new area for winemaking.
Yes, and Don and Joe are the pioneers of this whole endeavor of winemaking in Kingman, Arizona. And this has been really a wonderful time spending this day with you. Tell me about the last pour we're doing.
The last pour is the Cabernet.
Okay.
It is, in my opinion, my palate. I love it. The Zin used to be my favorite. Now the Cab is my favorite. It is delicious.
They're kind of like kids, you know?
Yeah, they are.
You have your favorite, and then maybe another one comes and does something sweet. Uh-huh.
I'm looking at the label again. Tell me the name. Read the label to everyone.
It's Hop in the Cab Darling.
Hop in the Cab Darling.
And it's got a picture of a Chevy pickup truck on the front. And see the little
couple.
Yeah, getting a little kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, that's when you can ride close to your...
Your
honey.
No seatbelts. Yeah.
No seatbelts.
Not politically correct.
Those didn't have them.
Well, it definitely smells like a Cabernet.
Yeah, that's a lot more fruit forward than the Merlot.
Yeah. Yeah. And then minerals. Minerals.
Mm-hmm.
It hits you on the back of the...
Is there limestone in the dirt, or do you know some of the components?
There isn't much loam.
Right.
So it's pretty sandy. And we don't have a lot of, we get a little bit of caliche out there, which is very hard dirt. It's like almost concrete, but it kind of runs in veins all through the valley here. But it's just good dirt.
And then when you bore holes to plant the vines, how far down did you go?
I went down about 4 feet.
Yep.
Originally, I went through and we ripped all this ground down 10 feet and put the dirt back on top to break up the soil and the caliche and stuff.
Wow. They're just amazing. So what are the wine pricing on your bottles range from?
24.
Wow.
I'm sorry, 25 to 33.
25 to 33. Very nice.
And we do have some semi-sweets.
Yep.
They call them semi-sweets. I don't drink much of that, so they're a little sweet for me. I mean, I like the reds.
Yeah.
Right. And I like the white, the port wine.
Right. And
we should definitely try that, the rosé.
See, it's not the last pour, see?
And then we know how to get extra pours out of people.
And then Pam was talking to me. You guys really don't have a wine club.
We do not.
Yeah. You don't. So the wines that are sourced are coming here.
Right.
That's it.
If you want it, come in here. But you could probably, can you get it off the internet? Or?
No, I mean, I deliver locally. But other than that, it's pretty much just right here.
Are you finding yourself selling out of last year's and the year before that?
Oh, yeah. But the Malbec.
Malbec. That's
what Malbec has grown here.
And you sold out of that?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's a really good wine. Good wine. Okay.
Well, I suggest anyone who is doing their trip on Route 66, you better stop over.
Yeah, and we get a lot of traffic, German traffic. Europeans love Route 66.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And we're getting this road hard surfaced out here, so that's going to change everything here to a certain degree, because tour buses will come down now, which, because it's being dirt, they don't like to come down the dirt.
See, I like that action, the dirt action coming up here. So, but that's wonderful, though. That's great.
I think it's wonderful.
Oh, I think it's going to be wonderful. I think this is a diamond in the rough. I think it's...
And I'm so excited that we happenstance discovered you guys.
Yeah,
are the trailblazers. In another maybe 5-10 years, we're going to hear all about these Arizona wines, and we're going to say, we knew that.
Yeah,
we knew all
there.
About that.
Been there, done that. Yep.
So if somebody wants to find you, your website is
StetsonWinery.com.
StetsonWinery.com. And they can find out where to visit you and...
Right. And they can follow
events.
Us on Facebook.
Facebook? You've got a Facebook page?
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll put links in our show notes.
Yeah. And also they have, when you go to their website, StetsonWine.com, StetsonWinery.com, you have photos. They have photos of the venue. Some of them.
And then do you, on the website, put, like, if there's a bluegrass festival or if there's...
We generally do, yes.
We've been a little bit behind on our events, I think.
Last
year was
I saw in the wine thing, maybe there was you had big, like, barrels cut with wine. There was a grape stomp or something. And what was that?
This will be, our seventh or eighth annual grape stomp. Mm-hmm. In August, we're planning on that being... the weekend of the 21st and 22nd. I think that's a Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
So we do have the barrels that we put grapes in. And people that have asked me, Joe, do you make wine out of that juice? And of course we don't.
No.
But
no.
You can
Stinky
take it
feet
with
wine.
You. It's exactly right.
And
if you want to drink it, go for it. But I ain't worried.
We have a t-shirt guy here or a
that's
shirt
what
guy.
I saw someone putting their feet you step on a t-shirt to make your own shirt
right
so this is
kind of personalized.
We're
going to
be here in August. Are you going to do it this August?
Yes, we are. 21
let me tell you what else we're going to do.
Yeah, you tell us.
That Brooks Boulevard is going to be hard surfaced, and we're going to christen that sucker.
Okay,
we really are. Exactly what we're going to do I don't know yet. But we're also going to have a Corvette parade from the beginning of Brooks Boulevard all the way
just
to the end.
That the road
to show
is
that it's paved.
Very
that
passable.
Is paved. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
It'll be a
very
fun
good.
Event. It always is.
It,
and
yeah.
People are beginning to get dressed up in costume to come to
the Corvette. No,
to the grape stomp.
The grape stomp.
It's a Lucille Ball type thing.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it looked really fun in the photos. And do you have music? During that time,
we do.
We will.
You have music?
Yeah, and normally we have music here on Sunday afternoons from 4 to 7. And it's just a nice way to end the week or to start the week.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of relaxing. Local talent.
And the locals, they support you?
You've
got a good local following?
Yeah. Pretty good.
And it's growing?
Well,
yeah, we
Kingman
get a lot of people out of Henderson.
Yes, it is.
And also, we drove in from Bullhead City, which all you see is new construction.
Yeah.
So this whole area of Arizona
is exploding.
Yeah.
This
How
is
you
really
like
interesting.
That one?
It's so different. It's sweet. I can't even wrap my brain around it.
You know, I like the pink.
Give you a suggestion?
Yes.
To my palate, it has some character of port, but it's not fortified.
Correct. Correct. And it's not like a nice thing.
What do you call it? It's cactus flower.
Flower. We just call it a semi-sweet wine.
Semi-sweet. Red Table.
Right.
You know the grape source?
We've got Merlot. Late harvest on the Merlot.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some Cab in it. and we have some, I'm sorry, Cab Franc.
Cab Franc.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's
It is. It's kind of like an after dinner or a...
It is. And guys come in and you know, I never touch a sweet or whatever. When they taste the pink on this one.
Right. With a cigar.
Yeah.
There you go.
You change your mind.
You change your mind. Really nice. Have you tried a Sangiovese out here yet?
I haven't.
Do you grow that?
I haven't.
Just because I think they do grow those in with pretty good success in Temecula.
They do. You got to grow enough to harvest,
right,
to make the wine.
Right.
So if you spread too thin with too,
right,
many varietals,
yes, right,
you don't have enough to do anything really.
Yes.
Was this your same portfolio I'm looking at the year before and the year before?
Yes.
So you, okay, so this is it. This is what you're going to run with next
year. Well, yeah, and sometimes, like, we'll get a Petit Sirah available, and we'll go ahead and take that.
Yeah.
Or...
And then
play with what they give you.
And then your stomping and all that is done off campus.
No, it's done right here.
Right out here.
The grape stomp, but you're talking about the pressing.
The pressing for the grapes.
That's done off-site down in Verde Valley.
Okay.
Which is in southern Arizona.
Yeah, south of Sedona.
And that's where you do the bottling.
Yes.
And the labels on there and all that. And you store it all here when you're done.
We bring it all back here.
Back here in this beautiful tasting room. Well, Pam.
Well, thank you guys so much for having
us.
This has been, has been just absolutely mind-blowing.
Mind-blowing.
So you guys keep doing what you're doing. You're doing it right.
You are doing it right. You're not crazy.
We might be back out here and stomp on some.
We won't might. We will be here in August.
Okay.
And we'll see you then.
At the wine stomp.
And everybody check out their...
That'd be a great deal.
Yes, I'd like to do a podcast. Yeah,
We'll revisit.
Yes,
we'll revisit that. And again, thank you so much for your hospitality and giving us a tour. And we will see you guys next time on Inside the Bunghole.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you want to know more about Inside the Bunghole, join us on all our social media platforms. You can get a revisit and view all the latest posts, giveaways, and information on this podcast. Simply search Inside the Bunghole on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Like, share, and subscribe. Leave a comment. We would love to hear from you. Or you can email us at insidethebunghole@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in and visit our website at insidethebunghole.buzzsprout.com, where you can always find our latest podcast and past episodes. Cheers!